Lisa.
Oh, you have a guitar.
I thought maybe you'd like to hear a song.
I'd love to.
This is one of my favorites.
You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio, playing hundreds of songs from the 60s to today.
Hundreds of songs? Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Whalen and Jillian Granato here. March mayhem of music. I finally said it right this time.
Thank you.
We're here for our Sweet 16 matchups this week. Listen by numbers here, bring you more wonderful numerically themed music. That's our thing, that's what we do.
It's also a tongue twister.
It's true! Just like March Mayhem of Music is also a tongue twister.
Alliteration.
Before we get to our featured bracket today, I want to give you some tournament updates from yesterday. Bruno Mars and Ed Sheeran both obliterating their competition, Bruno taking Katy Perry 90-10. And Ed Sheeran beating out Adele 80% to 20%. So sorry for all those of you that voted for Katy Perry or Adele.
At least you're not going to be in your bag. Well, somewhat.
That's true. That's true. We don't have to...
I mean, you do still have Ed Sheeran. He kind of puts you in your bag.
He does, yeah. But I think Ed Sheeran has a little bit more musical variety compared to an artist like Adele.
Yeah. Adele just kind of like strictly puts you in your bag.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
pretty much just depress you all the time. But anyways, our first matchup for our Sweet 16 bracket today is going to be the Battle of the Fives, as I've been calling it. I need to come up with a better name for that. But we've got Maroon 5 going up against the Jackson 5. You heard both those artists about a week ago. They're both back now to go up against each other. So Maroon 5, the first song we're going to play, is actually a cover. It's The Way You Look Tonight. You may know the Frank Sinatra song. But this one is done by the lead singer of Maroon 5, Adam Levine. Jill, you actually found this one, so I don't know if you wanted to talk about it.
I really just kind of picked this one because I really like Frank Sinatra and I like Maroon 5, and I think he really does this cover really well. Just his overall, like, his voice kind of captivates what, like, how Frank Sinatra originally sang it, and I think it just, it's done really, really well.
And we're actually going to do a double shot to kick things off. We're also going to play Sunday Morning, which is another Maroon 5 song. The only fact I have here about this is that the music video was filmed at Abbey Road Studios, which is, of course, the famous Beatles, album and location and all that.
Yeah.
So we're going to get off to our first double shot of Maroon 5. Hope you enjoy.
When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, my fear apart. never ever change. Keep that breathless charm, won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Oh, lovely, never ever change. Keep that breathless charm, won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
channeling a little bit of James Brown there at the end with the breakdown there for Sunday Morning by Maroon 5. Before that, you heard The Way You Look Tonight, the amazing cover found by Sterling Radio's own Julian Granado.
Yay.
She's thrilled. she found that during our prep work, and it was a great song. And it's a nice change of pace. You know, with Maroon 5, you typically think, you know, pop and that kind of thing, but Adam Levine can croon with the best of them.
Yeah.
And that second song, Sunday Morning, going back more to their pop roots, you know, top 40, that kind of thing. And I think that's kind of the hidden gem about Maroon 5. You know, they can do the pop and the records itself, but they can also do something like, you know, a Frank Sinatra cover.
Yeah, like they do, I know that they've done, like, slower, like, not like, not more jazz songs, but they've done, like, soul and stuff like that. So I thought that it would be nice to incorporate, like, a different genre to just their regular pop.
And I think, personally, I think that's one of the marks of a good band, a band that can diversify, that can do different things, you know. So Maroon 5 is definitely one of those. But we're going to get off to our final song by them. We're going to play Wake Up Call. The music video for this song details a jealous boyfriend murdering his girlfriend's lover and then trying to cover up the murder.
That's really...
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
It's dark. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's really
There's
dark.
Actually another Maroon 5 song. I think it's one of the ones we played on our last Maroon 5 show. I can't remember. I want to say it might have been She Will Be Loved, maybe.
Probably.
That features another love triangle that involves, you know...
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe it's Adam Levine, maybe it's Maroon 5. It's a common theme. Keeps coming up.
Yeah.
Not sure what that's about.
It's really dark.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, here is Wake Up Call on Sterling Radio. March Mayhem and Music. Stay tuned.
I didn't hear what you were saying. I live on all emotion, baby. I answer questions never maybe. And I'm not kind if you betray me. So who the hell are you to save me? I never would have made it, babe. If you needed love, well then ask for love. Could have given love, now I'm taking love. And it's not my fault, cause you both deserve what's coming now. So don't say your word. Wake up call, caught you in the morning with another one in my bed. Don't you care about me anymore? Don't you care about me? I don't think so. 6 foot tall, came without a morning, so I had to.
I don't feel so bad.
man, that song has got soul. I forgot about that song.
I love this song.
That was so much fun.
I was trying to look for, like, older songs that, like, everyone kind of forgot about, and then I found this one.
Mission accomplished.
Because I also forgot about it.
That was a wake-up call by Maroon 5. Speaking, and, you know, wake-up call, hope it wakes you up. That was, it's definitely a great song to wake up to.
Are you pumped yet?
I'm pretty pumped.
Woo!
Samuel and Jane Granada here, wrapping up the first half of our first matchup. Maroon 5 going up against our next band, speaking of soul, the Jackson 5. We talked about them, of course, before. Technically not Michael Jackson, Loophole.
Yeah. He wiggles his way into this every single, well, not really every single year, but like most years.
Next year we're going to have like We Are the World as a band. anyway, so we're going to play our first, we're going to do a single song by them, Shake Your Body to the Ground. It peaked at number 7 on the Billboard 100 chart in 1979. It's another Jackson 5, you know, good song to dance to, that kind of thing. So here is Shake Your Body to the Ground by the Jackson 5, right here on Sterling High School Radio.
Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body now.
What another fun song. We are just batting 1,000 this morning.
God, we're great.
That was fun. That's another good song to dance to. I hope it woke you up on this early Tuesday morning.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
It definitely is Tuesday, and I definitely knew that.
When I just said that we were great, I would just thought in my head, wow, that was really narcissistic. And then I was like, wow, we just talked about that in English.
Wow, you're using your edumacations.
I love this. I'm really taking advantage of this free education that I'm getting.
Continuing with our bracket, that was our first Jackson 5 song, Shake Your Body Down to the Ground. We're actually going to do another trademarked Sam and Jillian Listen by Numbers double shot. Our first song we're going to play is the word deep cut, I don't think quite describes it. The first song we're going to play is 2468 by, of course, the Jackson 5. Jill looked up some facts, or I don't know if you had call them facts.
It's only a fact.
Yeah. So go ahead and share that with us.
Corey Shepard wrote this. 2468 is a huge favorite amongst Jackson 5 fans. It's truly an irresistible catchy pop number that came at the perfect time for Jackson 5. While never released as a single, except in the Philippines, it became one of the most beloved and well-known Jackson 5 album tracks of all time.
That's, by the way, my favorite part of that is the Philippines part.
Yeah.
Because that means Sterling Radio field trip all the way to the Philippines to get that single track of the Jackson 5.
I wonder what it's like in the Philippines.
Hot.
Probably.
It's hot most of the time. So, anyway, our second song we're going to be playing is I'll Be There. There's a more well-known song.
Yeah.
You might not know the title, but once you hear it, I'm sure you'll know it. This soul song was written by Berry Gordy, of course, the Motown legend, for those of you that know your Motown trivia. So he had his hand in this one, which is probably part of the reason why it, you know, did as well as it did. So without wasting any more of your time with random facts about Jackson 5 B-sides, we're getting off that double shot. Here is 2468 on Sterling Radio. It's March Mayhem. Stick around. I feel like I'll Be There kind of made up for that 2-4-6-8.
I'll be here if you'll be there.
Got him. Anyway, that was a little bit of bag music, you know.
That was so bad.
As our producer Rob Strauss calls it, all skate song, you know.
Yeah.
You take your special someone and try not to fall on your roller skates.
Someone just randomly falls and it just becomes a domino effect.
That was rounding out our first matchup, Jackson 5 and Maroon 5 with I'll Be There and 2-4-6-8. Polls will be going up at the end of the block, so make sure to keep an eye out for that on Sterling Radio's Twitter. But moving on to our next wonderful matchup, we've got One Direction going up against U2. I'm stressing over this one, I'm not going to lie.
True story.
One Direction is probably more, you know, personally, I think they're more well-known in the school, so they're going to give U2 definitely run for their money.
See, but the thing is, U2, everyone knows their songs, they just don't know their name.
That's true. So once we get to the U2 part, if you are listening live, make sure to tune in, and, you know, you'll probably recognize a lot of the songs. But before we get to U2...
If you have an iPhone, you'll definitely know their name, though.
That's true. And we do have a little bit of that coming up shortly.
Roasted.
You know, a little bit of a roast. we'll get to that later. But One Direction kicking us off, we're going to do a quick little double shot. We've got the first song, You and I. It was released in 2014, and I put this on there because I think it was funny, or I thought it was funny. A fragrance of the same name was released in tandem. So you had You and I the song, and You and I the perfume. I don't know how it smelled. I hope it smelled like One Direction. And the second song we're going to play is One Thing. You definitely will know this song. Again, with One Direction, if you've been living on the planet Earth in the past, you know, 5 or 6 years, you've definitely heard a lot of these songs. One Thing was written during their time on The X Factor. If you remember from our last show, we were trying to remember where, what talent show One Direction.
It was on X Factor. I couldn't remember if it was like America's Got Talent or something like that. Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to go off and play these two songs. Make sure you stay tuned. Here is One Direction with you and I right here on Australian Radio. It's March Mayhem. We know you love it. We'll be right back.
I figured it out. I figured it out from black and white. Seconds and hours, maybe they had to take some time. I know how it goes. I know how it goes from wrong and right. Silence and sound. Did they ever hold each other tight like us? Did they ever fight like us? Mistakes of up and down, meet in the middle. There's always room for common ground. I see what it's like. I see what it's like for day and night. Never together, 'cause they see things in a different light. Like us, they never tried. Like us. Fits in mine like it's made just for me. But bear this in mind, it was meant to be.
And I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, and it all makes sense to me. I know you've never loved the crinkles by your eyes when you smile. You've never loved your stomach or your thighs, the dimples in your back at the bottom of your spine, but I'll love them endlessly. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if I do, it's you. Oh, it's you, they add up to. I'm in love with you. And all these little things.
You can't go to bed without a cup of tea, and maybe that's the reason that you talk in your sleep. And all those conversations are the secrets that I keep, though it makes no sense to me.
I know you never loved the sound of your voice on tape. You never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect to me. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if it's true, it's you. It's you, they add up to. I'm in love with you. And all these little things.
You'll never love yourself half as much as I love you. You'll never treat yourself right, darling, but I don't want you to. If I let you know I'm here for you, maybe you love yourself like I love you. Oh,
and I've just let these little things slip out of my mouth, 'cause it's you, oh, it's you. It's you, they add up to, and I'm in love with you. And all these little things, I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if it's true, it's you, it's you, they add up to, I'm in love with you. And all your little things.
Slight technical error on my part there. That first song you heard was, in fact, You and I. Great, nailed that one. The second song was supposed to be one thing, but your wonderful host, Sam Whalen, double-clicked it and cleared the song by accident. So instead you heard Little Things, also by One Direction. Fun fact about Little Things, Ed Sheeran actually helped write that song. You can definitely hear that influence when you listen to it. Anyway, now we're going to close our One Direction with one thing. Sorry for those of you that were anticipating that. Again, my bad. But anyway, here's one thing right here on Sterling Radio.
I've tried playing it cool, but when I'm looking at you, I can't ever be brave, 'cause you make my heart race. Shot me out of the sky. You're my kryptonite. You keep making me weak. Yeah, frozen and can't breathe. Something's gotta give now, 'cause I'm dying just to make you see that I need you here with me now, 'cause you've got that one.
out, get out of my head and fall into my arms instead.
So get out, get out, get out of my head.
One Thing by One Direction, in case you missed it, they certainly said it enough, right here on Sterling Radio. Those are all fun, great pop hits. We got a little bit of your feels in there with Little Things, but that's going to do it for One Direction today. We're going to move on to their competitor.
I hope it's stuck in your head, by the way.
Oh, yeah, our little gift to you. But moving on to their competitor, we've got the Irish rock band U2, our second seed in our bracket region. U2, definitely going to have a tough matchup today. So we're going to try to play some of their greatest songs to showcase what their potential. So the first song we're going to play is Sunday, Bloody Sunday. It's, of course, about the horrors of Bloody Sunday, the Irish event where the British actually unfortunately killed a lot of innocent protesters. So Bono and U2 came together and wrote this song as sort of a way to memorialize those victims. A really horrible event, but luckily we got a beautiful piece of music out of it. So we're going to play it for you now.
On the 5th annual March Mayhem of Music. I almost called it March Madness.
Right here on Sterling Radio. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you. This is your English teacher, Mr. Carty, and you're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio.
That was Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2, another great song from that band. So moving on to our next song, we're going to play Beautiful Day. Won Song of the Year and Album of the Year and Best Rock Performance in 2001. So this song really took the world by storm when it came out. Another, you know, U2 has so many great hits. This is just, you know, adding to the pile, I feel like.
They've, a lot of people just, again, they don't really recognize, like, a lot of the songs that they actually have, which really, it's kind of like a disadvantage for them just because of that, but, yeah, another disadvantage is probably the phone thing. But
yeah.
That was smart, though.
Yeah, we were going to play one of the songs that they forced to have on your phones, Miracle Joey Ramone, but, you know, we might go back to it. I haven't really decided yet. It depends on where we're at with time once we get through these next two songs. But, yeah, that album was, I can't remember the name of the album off the top of my head, but it was the one that iTunes put on everyone's phones, which was met with some backlash. I thought it was an all right album. It wasn't perfect, but I guess when you buy a new phone and you go to hit shuffle and all you hear is U2 music, you know, it's going to turn some people off.
Yeah. I mean, it was smart, though, like, to market their entire album like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was also kind of dumb, though, because then they don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so we're going to... you got them there, Jill. Yeah. You're a marketing genius. I like it. So here is a Beautiful Day from U2. A beautiful day, kind of today.
Not really.
And a beautiful song. Hope you enjoy.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. The reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
That was Beautiful Day by U2. Beautiful, like I said, Beautiful Day. Beautiful song.
Yeah.
Yeah, little puns there for you on a Tuesday morning.
I don't know if that was a pun.
It's just words. I just said words and, you know, it said it was a joke.
Ha.
There we go.
Now that was so funny, Sam.
I feel validated now. Thank you.
Ha ha ha.
We're going to get off to our final song by U2. We mentioned earlier that forced album on everyone's phone, but I personally think that this song off of that album was great. The Miracle of Joey Ramone, of course, named after one of the members of the Ramones, the rock band. They were a big influence on Bono, and he took the album as an opportunity to pay tribute to them. My only fact for this song is that, quote, it was the one that was on everyone's phone.
But we already covered that.
We did already cover that.
Let's just talk about the snow and how cold it is.
It's pretty cold. I do have the window open in the studio, though.
It was very chilly.
It was pretty cold there for a second. But, you know, we gotta get some ventilation, you know, get the air circulating.
Yeah. Oxygen.
Right, that's always a plus. But finishing off our matchup for today, we're gonna have The Miracle of Joey Ramone right here on Sterling Radio.
Okay.